For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms off-the-record comments that he made to Bloomberg News, saying that he planned to make trade talks with Canada, quote, so insulting that they're not going to be able to make a deal. In North Carolina, the president did not deny the comments.
But I said, in the end, it's okay, because at least Canada knows how I feel, so it's fine.
The talks with Canada have been hung up on issues related to cars, agriculture, and other sectors. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said there's no deal.
The government of Canada will not sign an agreement unless it's good for Canada and good for Canadians.
A federal judge has turned down requests from Texas and other states to end the DACA program, which shields younger illegal immigrants from being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Heavy rains in the east from Pennsylvania to the mid-Atlantic states downed power lines, closed roads, and kept emergency first responders busy on Friday. Meteorologist Eric Van Dam says Lancaster County, Pennsylvania was hit really hard.
When you get 10.5 inches of rain in 2 to 3 hour period, you're bound to see scenes like this play out. Unfortunately, there were reports of mobile homes being lifted off of their foundations. There were several swift water rescues that took place.
A big scare for people flying Hawaiian Airlines from Oakland to Maui. A passenger's can of pepper spray went off.
People started picking up sweaters. You know, they were covering their faces with their shirts. People were shouting. I mean, someone was, drop the masks, drop the masks, give us some air.
15 people were treated for respiratory issues. The pepper spray's owner could face a fine of about $2,000 because you're not allowed to bring that on an airplane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Authorities are looking for hundreds of insects in Philadelphia. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Police in Philadelphia are looking for whoever stole $40,000 worth of insects and lizards from the Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion. They took hissing cockroaches for some reason and hairy scorpions, bumblebee millipedes, leopard geckos, and lots of other insects and lizards, including a six-eyed sand spider, one of the most venomous in the world. About 7,000 animals in all are now missing, more than 80% of those at the facility. They also took logs of what lived there, leading police to think it was an inside job. That and the fact that museum uniforms were left hanging from dives stabbed into the wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The reason that we are here today is because of love, because of how much we love this woman.
Musicians, including Stevie Wonder, along with family, friends, and a former president, all gathered at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit to pay tribute to the late Aretha Franklin. Former President Bill Clinton praised her life.
The secret of her greatness was she took this massive talent and this perfect culture that raised her and decided to be the composer of her own life song. What a song it turned out to be.
And Smokey Robinson sang his tribute.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.